请大家打开以弗所书第四章。Please turn your Bibles to the book of Ephesians chapter 4. 让我们先读一段经文，第四章十一到十六节。
We'll be reading a passage today from verse 11 to verse 16.
以弗所书第四章第十一节说，他所赐的有使徒，有先知，有传福音，有牧师、教师，为要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体。只等到我们众人在真道上同归于义，认识神的儿子，以得以长大成人，满有基督长成的身量，使我们不再做小孩子，中了人的诡计和欺骗的法术，被一切异教之风摇动，飘来飘去，就随从各样的异端。唯有爱心说诚实话，凡事长进，严于元首，基督全身都靠他联络的合适，各界百界各按各职照做个体的功用，彼此相助，便叫身体健长，在爱中建立自己。
Ephesians 4:11, and he gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the shepherds and teachers to equip the saints for the work of ministry, for building up the body of Christ until we attain to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to mature manhood, the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, so that we may no longer be children, tossed to and fro by the waves and carried about by every wind of doctrine, by human cunning, by craftiness and deceitful schemes. Rather, speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in every way into Him who is the head, into Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and held together by every joint with which it is equipped, when each part is working properly, makes the body grow so that it builds itself up in love.
这段圣经是在讲到神对教会的计划。
This passage talks about the Lord's plan for the church.
所以呢，在这段圣经里面，我要给大家看到我的这个大纲。基本上我看到它是神对教会的计划，是神给教会的资源，它的策略，它的目的，还有它的果效。
Our outline for today is the resources, the strategy, the objectives, and the result.
那么在这段圣经里面呢，我们可以从看到这四点，怎么看出来呢？第一呢，你看到神所赐的，就是神有使徒、先知、传福音、牧师跟教师。
It's quite clear in verse 11 what the resources are, and it is the Lord that gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the shepherds, and the teachers to equip the church.
这些都是神给我们的资源。那么第二，我们要看到他的给我们资源的这个的策略或者他的作用是什么？是为要成全圣徒，更尽尽其职。
The objective for giving these resources is that we might equip the saints. That the saints would be equipped for the work of the ministry.
所以你看到这里，他给我们看到神给我们这些资源是要装备信徒，要各尽其职。
That the saints would be equipped, having given us these resources, that we might be that we might do the ministry.
那么在这边我们也看到这里呢，他只等到十三节说，只等到众人在真道上，就是、这个就是给我们看到他的目的，他的这个目的。
The objective we see in verse 13 is that we would attain to the unity of the faith.
那么当然第四十四节就是给我们看到这个他的结果或者他的果效。
The result we see in verse 14.
所以这边也基本上我们看到他的神给我们神对教会的计划是他的资源、他的策略、他的目的，还有他的果效，我们会一一的讲。
And so the Lord's plan for the church is He has given us the resources, the strategy, He set the objective, and we see a result, and we'll look through these one by one.
但是如果你仔细看这段经文呢，他只看到说，你看到这些蓝色的这个字呢，是指他要建立基督的身体，使到他的这个身体呢，全身呢，能够靠他联络的合适，那百界各按各职，那么使到他的身体可以渐渐的成长。
These words highlighted in blue tell us what briefly this passage is about. And it says here that it is for the building up of the body of Christ, the whole body, and to make the body grow.
所以在这边我们今天讲到什么是教会。
Today we ask the question, what is the church?
我们来教会做什么？
What do we come to church for?
我们的目的，我们的目标是什么？
What is our objective?
我们在这边，我们来到教会应该做什么？
When we come to church, what should we do?
我们的这个盼望 expectation 是什么？我们为什么要在这里？
What is our hope? What is our expectation? And why should we be here?
很多时候我们来的时候，我们盼望得到安慰。
Very often when we come to church, we expect that we will find peace or comfort.
我们来的时候我们要有好的感觉。
We want to feel good.
我们要得到祝福。
We want to have blessing.
甚至我们甚至来的时候我们要得到一些娱乐。
In fact, we may even expect to be entertained.
我们来的时候我们要 找到一些好的朋友。
We might come for social reasons and look for friends.
这些理由呢，可能是对，可能是错。
And perhaps some of these reasons may be right.
很多时候我们在教会里面呢，我们没有很好的去分辨我们来教会是做什么。
But often when we come to church, we're not very discerning about why we come to church.
很多时候我们花很多很长的时间在教会，有些人四十五十年，但是呢，到底我们在教会的目的是什么？
Some of us have spent our whole lives in church, 40, 50 years, but what really is the reason or the objective for us being here?
当然我们来教会是为了敬拜神，为了团契。
Of course, we do come to church because we want to worship the Lord and because of fellowship.
但是问题是，为什么要来教会敬拜神？为什么要来教会有团契？难道我们在家里不可以吗？
But why do we have to do it in church? Can we not have that worship and fellowship at home?
当然可以，但是我们来是因为神命令、神教导我们必须这样做。
Sure you can, but the reason we're here is because God tells us that we must be here. He tells us this is what we should do.
我们来教会的目的是要听神的教导，我们要听神的旨意。
We come to church to listen to God's teaching.
我们来不是要听人的意见。
We're not here to listen to man's opinion.
我们来是要听神 的教导。
We're here to learn God's teaching.
很多人来教会的时候呢，他盼望来的时候，他的生命可以成长，他盼望他的生命，他可以更加成功，他可以更加健康，他可以更好的这个婚姻生活等等。
There are people who come to church expecting that their lives will be blessed, expecting that their marriages would be healed, expecting that they would prosper.
他来的时候，他盼望他能够感觉好一点，他觉得他有这个得到祝福。
People that come to church expecting to have a feeling of blessing and feeling good.
但是呢，我要告诉你一件事情，教会呢不是要使你感觉好一点。
But let me tell you something. The church is not here to make you feel better.
是的，我们传扬主的福音，你会感觉到好，你会感觉到祝福，你可以感觉到平安，你可以感觉到喜乐等等。但是呢，这个不是我们的目的。
There is no doubt, however, as you listen to the preaching of God's word, you would find a sense of peace, you would be blessed, but that is not the ultimate reason.
但是如果我们来教会的目的呢，是为了我要感觉好，为了我的生活要更好，为了我有更好的这个关系，我有更好的家庭，更好的婚姻，更好的各方面呢，这个是人本或者人 man-centered religion, 就是人本的这个宗教。
If you are here,Because you want blessing, if you are here because you want to feel better and you want to repair your marriage or make your marriage successful, those things are man-centered.
我们在这边是以神为中心的敬拜，意思说我们来这里是神告诉我们，神要我们做什么。所以当时候我们来到教会呢，是要听神的话，不是要让你感觉好一点。
We worship God here because we are God-centered. We're not here to make you feel better.
我们来教会呢，是要侍奉神，不是要被神侍奉。
We're here to serve the Lord and not be served by the Lord.
是的，我们来到这边呢，我们是要来到这边是使到来 please God, 是讨神的喜悦，不是要神来讨我的喜悦。
It is God that we're trying to please and not the other way around.
所以我们要敬拜的，你要知道，我们所敬拜的是创造宇宙万物的真神。
You must realize that the God that we are worshipping is the God that created all things.
我们来是要敬拜他，我们要归荣耀给他，不是他来使我们感觉好一点。
We're here to worship him and give him the glory, not for us to feel good.
我们是来敬拜，来侍奉他，不是来让他来侍奉我们，使到我们 感觉到舒服，感觉到这个受到祝福。
We're here to worship and serve Him, not for Him to serve us to make us feel blessed.
所以到底谁是神？他，你是来敬拜他是神，你来敬拜他呢？还是你来这边让我们来使你感觉到好一点？
The question is, who really is God? Are you here to worship the God, or are you expecting God to come and make you feel better in church?
所以我们讲的是要有正确的这个神观，意思说我们 high view of God. 我们来的时候呢，是来敬拜神。不是来让你得到更好的生活，更美的，达到你的心愿。
We are here. We need to have a high view of God. We can't just come here to expect to be pleased and to be served.
所以这个就分别出什么叫做以人本或者 man-centered religion， 或者是神本以神为中心的教会。
And here is the distinction between a man-centered faith and a God-centered faith.
我们来的时候呢，我们要知道我们的神是创造宇宙万物的真神。他说：“我并不将我的荣耀归给假神。”
As we come and worship this God, we must remember that this is the God that has created the world and everything in it. And He says, "My glory I will not give to another."
是的，我们来教会，有时候我们得到祝福，我们得到平安，我们得到喜乐。
Yes, as you come to church, you will be blessed, you will feel a sense of peace, and you will be joyful.
神的信息有时候使到我们能得到平安。
God's word gives us peace.
他有时候给我们盼望。
He gives us hope.
给我们喜乐。
And it gives us joy.
但是同时呢，神的话语里面可能包含了这个审判。
Yet within that word of God, it will include judgment.
神说他会警告我们。
Sometimes it includes admonition.
甚至它使我们不舒服。
And very often it makes us feel uncomfortable.
讲台的信息呢，不是要讲使到你开心，不是要讲使到你有很好的感觉。
The ministry of the pulpit is not here to soothe you and make you feel better.
我们在这里是讲神的话。
The pulpit is here to declare God's word.
所以这边我们要有正确对神有正确的认识，我们来是敬拜神，我们来侍奉他，我们来赞美他。
We must have the right view of God, and we must remember that we're here to worship Him, we're here to serve Him.
所以这个就是教会是教会，基督是教会的主，我们是来敬拜，来归荣耀给他。
Jesus is the Lord of the church, and we are here to worship Him and to give Him the glory.
所以我们要清楚，我们今天的教会呢，今天的基督教已经变成了一种，就是人来教会是为什么要信神？因为神能够达到你的目的，所以信神，所以你在利用神。
Today, a lot of people come to church in order to fulfill their own requests, and that's why they're here.
所以他只是利用神达到他的心愿，他如果神不达到了心愿，他就不来。这个是谁在利用神？如果是这样，神这么容易被利用呢？这个神也不可信。
And that means they're using God to fulfill their own desires. If indeed a God can be so easily used, then He is not God.
我们来教会呢，不是要利用神，我们来教会是要听从神的话，要来顺服神，要来听他的教导，要来听他的话语。
We are here to learn God's teaching. We are here to obey God.
所以我们来教会，为什么来教会？
So why do we come to church?
我们教会的目的是做什么？
What is the objective of our church?
教会的目的是要彰显神的荣耀。
The objective of the church is to reveal God's glory.
教会的目的是来看到神，就是我们教会的中心，让我们来敬拜他，他才是值得我们敬拜。他不是来服侍我们，我们是来服侍他。
We come to church to see the glory of God, that we might worship Him and that we might serve Him, and not He us.
今天我们看到教会好像只是达到人的心目中所要的东西，神教会只不过是一个媒介，是一个命，是一个方法，他只是利用教会。
The great travesty of the church today is that the church is being used and that people come to church.As some sort of a therapy to make use of God.
所以我们要很清楚，教会是基督的，基督才是教会的头。
We must remember that the head of the church is Jesus Christ.
当我们讲到教会的成长的时候呢，我们要记得主耶稣讲过一句话。主耶稣说：“我要把我的教会建。”他对彼得说：“我要把我的教会建立在这个磐石上。”
Now, so consider the growth of the church. Jesus. told Peter that I will build my church on this rock.
如果你听英文的圣经呢，他就很清楚 ，I will build my church， 我要建立我自己的教会。他对彼得说，当然有人说彼得就是那个字磐石，但是那个是指小磐石。他是说这个大磐石我要建立在这个大磐石上，不是指彼得。他说我要建立我的教会。Now
it's clear in the English that it is God that builds His church, and some people say this rock refers to Peter. However, that Peter is a small rock. Jesus is saying, I will build my church, and he refers to himself as that rock.
所以这个教会是主耶稣他用自己宝血，用他自己的死，在十字架上的钉死来救赎回来的。这个教会是属于神的。
This church is God's church. It is bought by the blood of Christ himself, and it is his.
所以我们必须要听从神的教导。So
we must obey God's word.
所以今天我们来教会是为什么呢? 我们来教会必须要听神的教导，听基督的教导。
So what do we come to church for? We come to church to listen to God's teaching.
所以我们来教会目的是什么?
What's the point of being here? What's the objective?
我们来教会要做什么?
What do we do in church?
当然我们每一个人来教会是要敬拜神，要唱诗歌，要有团契，要传福音，要做这些。
Yes, there is the activity of worshipping the Lord, singing together, fellowshipping.
但是教会本身呢，必须是神要我们在教会里面做什么？教会的职责是什么？
But the church, what is its mission? What is its mandate?
所以我们要从这段圣经里面看出神给教会的计划。
And so today we look at the Lord's plan for the church.
所以首先第一点，我要看到神给教会的资源是什么。
First, let's look at the resources.
我们已经看到神，耶稣基督说他要建立这个教会。We've
seen that Jesus said, "I will build my church."
他怎么样建立这个教会？
How does he do that?
首先呢，他是给我们的一些资源。Firstly,
he gives us resources.
所以你看到这里，看到他给我们什么资源呢？你看第十一节，他说他所赐的，你看到他说 he gave， 他所赐的有使徒、有先知、有传福音、有牧师和教师。
First of all, in verse 11, we see that He gave, and it was God that gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the shepherds, and the teachers.
所以他看到这里，神给我们什么呢？他给我们有使徒、有先知、有传福音的，还有牧师和教师。
So He gave these four resources: apostles, prophets, evangelists, shepherds, and teachers.
所以什么叫做使徒跟先知呢？
What are apostles and prophets?
当然，我们不需要讲得太过详细，但是在 以弗所书四章，这边前面呢，你看到二章二十节就见到，他说，我们基督徒是建立在使徒和先知的根基上，有基督做他的房角石。We
see this referred to also in Ephesians 2:20, where it says, "Built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Christ Jesus Himself being the cornerstone."
所以这边就给我们看到什么呢？先知跟使徒呢？ 清楚，我们基督徒呢？如果你看以弗所书，基督徒呢是建立在使徒跟先知所指这个根基上。实际上，我们知道神通过使徒跟先知把神的话语传下来，写成圣经，我们就是被建立在其上。We
understand that Christians are built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, but what that really means is that it is God that has given the apostles and the prophets His word, and it is what we have here in the Bible. The church and Christians are built upon that foundation of God's word.
所以我们每一个人呢，都是建立在耶稣基督给我们的这个圣经的基础上面。当然，耶稣基督本身就是那个房角石。Effectively,
Christians are built on the word that has been given to us by God.
当然，还有传福音，就是指那些腓力啊等等，就是那些很会传讲神福音的人。
Evangelists refer to people who are very good and talented at sharing the gospel, folks like Philip.
那么牧师与教师呢？其实呢，这边你看到一个，这里讲说 the shepherd and teacher， 意思说，他说这边这个牧师教师其实是指同一个职位，我们可以叫做教导的牧养的人，所以牧师是最好的一个词翻译这句话。
The final resource that we see here is the shepherds and teachers. What this means is it is both shepherding and teaching. Rightly put, it is a teaching shepherd, and that's why the Chinese translation of 牧师 is very apt.
所以在这里我们看到使徒先知已经给我们了这本圣经，在这圣经了，然后神给我们有人去传扬福音，然后来到教会呢，牧师或者教师或者牧师教导的牧师呢，就是最主要的来装备圣徒的这个职位。
And so that we see that we are all built on the foundation of the word of God given to us by the apostles and the prophets. We have been given evangelist people to go out and spread God's word. In the church, we are given shepherds and teachers in order to be the main channel through which we are built up.
所以有些人问说，使徒跟传福音的人有什么分别？
Some people ask, what is the difference between an apostle and an evangelist?
啊，很多人因为使徒就是出去传福音嘛，然后建立教会，传福音也出去教会，也是去传福音，有什么不同呢？
After all, the apostles have gone out to spread God's word, and so has the evangelists. They've started churches.
有一个学者这么分析，他说使徒呢是出去出去外面到处去传讲福音，这个是使徒的工作。这个传福音是留在本地教会去传福音，所以它是有地方性的不同。
One commentator said that apostles are given the mandate of going out into the world to spread the gospel. The evangelist, however, is in a localized church spreading the word of God.
但是无论如何，你看到我们是建立在使徒跟先知，就是这本圣经。然后呢，有人传福音，然后把人带进教会之后呢，牧师呢去教导，不断的装备他们，使他们能够成长，这个就是神对教会给教会的一个资源。
Either way, we see that God has given us His word through the apostles and prophets. The evangelists have taken that word into the world, and then when it gets into the church, the shepherds and teachers use that to build up the church and mature the believers.
所以在这边我们看到牧师跟教师呢，就是装备信徒的一个重要的一个资源。
And so we see that these shepherds and teachers are a key way in which the saints are equipped for the work of the ministry.
所以你看到注意到吗？他说他所赐的，他所 he gave 这些是人，不只是他给信徒有很多恩赐，但是他不但是给信徒有恩赐，他给教会那个人。
If we see again in verse 11, it says he gave these various resources. These resources are people, and while the Lord has given us individually gifts, he has also given the church people.
这些是有恩赐的人。
And these are people who are gifted,
Amen.
Gifted people.
所以这边特别是很多解经家在这边解释，这些呢都是神特选出来专门做这些事工的人。
And a lot of the theologians say that these are special men who have been called out to serve the church.
所以我们在这边看到这个牧师的工作是什么？第一呢，讲道。
So let's look at the job of a pastor. His first task is to preach.
英文圣经讲到 pastor 其实是来自拉丁文，意思说是牧羊 pasco 的意思，就是有一个 pasture， 就是说有青草地，让带领羊去吃草。所以教导神，主耶稣跟彼得说，你要喂养我的羊，三次说要喂养我的羊，所以教导是牧师最重要的工作。
This word pastor comes from the Latin pasco, which refers to a pasture where a shepherd brings the sheep to feed on the pasture. And that means that the pastor's main job is to feed his sheep. Jesus said to Peter 3 times, feed my sheep. That's why the main task of a pastor is to preach the word of God.
当然我们讲到主耶稣教导牧师要喂养的羊，所以星期主日我不会带很多稻草来这边给你吃，目的它只是一个形容词，只是一个解释，告诉我们必须要教导神的话，这个才是重点。
Now I do not bring a bunch of grass for you to feed on a Sunday, but it is it means to bring the word of God to the people to feed them.
那么第二呢是要辅导。
The second job of a pastor is to counsel.
就是辅导，让那个人对辅导，基本上是把神的话很应用出来，如何的应用在个人的身上。
The job of counseling is to take God's word and see it applied in a person's individual life.
那么第三呢是教这个领导。
The third job of a pastor is to lead.
所以这个很多人没有注意到一件事情呢， 所有的这个早期的教会，甚至更早的是在这个巴比伦Babylonian 的时代呢，巴比伦的时代呢，他们的君王都是以牧者来代替。
Now, even in Babylonian times, an army is led by a shepherd.
所以这个牧者呢，牧师或者牧羊人呢，是一个形容词来形容带领一些人出去。
And it represents a guiding of a group of people out.
所以你看到大卫就是一个牧羊人，不只是他是牧羊，他是指一个带领的人。
And that's why David is referred to a shepherd. Not only is he, in the strictest sense of the word, a shepherd, but he is a leader.
而且呢，在这个启示录里面三次呢，形容到主耶稣牧养他的这个羊的时候呢，牧养就是以色列人的时候呢，在英文华文圣经翻译成这个用铁杖管辖他们，这个 rule over them 都是同一个字，就是那个 command 那个 shepherding 的意思。
In Revelation three times referring to Jesus being the shepherd of his people, it is the word used is to rule over the nation.
就是同样一个字，牧养的字来形容他是rule over 或者是领导的意思。
And this rule over comes from the same word as that shepherding.
所以在这边我们看到神给我们教会呢有资源，就是有牧师、教师，有传福音的，还有这个主给我们的这个使徒跟先知的这个教导。
And so the resources we see that the Lord has given the church is in the apostles and the prophets, the evangelists as well as the shepherds.
神给了这些资源之后呢，怎么样来做呢？
After he has given these resources, what then?
他的策略是什么呢？
What is the strategy?
你看第十二节。
Look at verse 12.
他说十二节是为要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体。
It says that.To equip the saints for the work of ministry, for building up of the body of Christ.
所以你看到这个是一个策略，你会发现到呢，神的目的是要牧师呢装备信徒，让信徒去做那个工作，不是牧师做那个工作，牧师是做装备的工作，但是整个 ministry 整个侍奉呢是信徒全部动员起来做这件事情。
So we notice that in verse 12, the strategy is for the shepherds and the teachers to equip the saints for the work. However, the ministry, the work of the ministry is then done by the saints and not the shepherd himself.
你会发现到神的策略，我们叫做策略呢，就是说神的牧的通过的方法是，他要通过牧者来装备信徒，那么信徒 do the work of the ministry, 信徒来做那个工。
So this is God's strategy. The strategy is that the saints would be equipped by the shepherds so that they can go out and do the work.
所以你看到 the work 那个字希腊字就是工作 or ministry. Ministry 就是那个 deacon 的意思，那个侍奉的意思。
And in the Greek, this is the work of the ministry, which is which comes from the same word as deacon.
所以你看到这边神的意思是要牧者去装备信徒，但是工作做工的呢是那个信徒。
And that's God's strategy for the church, that the shepherds equip the saints and the saints go out to do the work of the ministry.
那个 equip 这个是装备或者成全这个字呢，在希腊文是什么意思呢？
What does this word equip mean in the Greek?
第一呢，它可以是指着来修补的意思，或者是它来 mending 或者 repair 的意思。
One sense of the word is to repair or to mend.
就好像这个门徒他们在这个，特别是讲到这个西比泰的儿子雅各跟约翰，他们在主耶稣看到他们的时候，他们在床上补网或者修补他们的渔网的时候，同一个字。
That shade of meaning, that same word is used in Matthew 4:21 when it talks about the mending of nets.
那么另外呢，我们也看到主耶稣在讲到说，他说学生呢，如果学成之后呢，变成先生，那个学成 fully trained 或者是已经 equip 或者装备之后，就像老师这样，也是同一个字。
In another use of the word in Luke 6:40, Jesus said that the disciple is not above his teacher, but everyone when he is fully trained will be like his teacher. That fully trained word is the same.
另外一个用法呢，就是大家很熟悉的提摩太后书3:16说，圣经是神所默示的，于教训、督责、使人归正、教导人学义，都是有益处的，叫属神的人得以完 全预备，预备的这就是指到他能够 fully equipped， 或者是他已经预备好、装备好，可以做各样的事工，是同一个意思。
Again, in 2 Timothy 3:16, we see that word being used in a different way. It says, "All Scripture is breathed out by God and, profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be competent, equipped for every good work." That means he's ready, he's prepared.
所以什么意思呢？牧师是要装备信徒，给他所有的资源，让他能够去做神的工作。
That means the shepherd equips the saints with all that he requires to prepare him to do the work.
这个就是神的策略。
And this is God's plan.
不是我们讲的，很多时候我们发现在历史里面教会呢，所有的牧师都做到要死要活，做到就是24小时他也做到，但是还是做不好。但是神的意思是要动员所有的人。
Throughout history, we see a lot of shepherds who have been worked to the bone, to the point of death. But God's plan we see over here, that everyone in the church is contributing to that work.
所以你看教会要成长呢，是神的旨意，要每一个人都参与事工，因为神给每一个人有恩赐。
That means if we are to see the church grow, every individual that's part of this body needs to be working using his gift.
所以牧师要去装备所有的信徒，让他们对圣经有 正确的认识之后呢，让他能够去做神的工作。
The job of the shepherd is to equip each saint so that they are fully aware or are prepared and established on the word of God in order that they can go out and minister.
你看到在哥林多前书12章7节，圣灵赐给我们的恩赐是要叫众人得益处。
We see in 1 Corinthians 12:7 that to each is given the manifestation of the Spirit or a gift for the common good.
所以你看到这里，我们需要每一个人在座的每一个弟兄姐妹，教会神的计划是要你出去。你来教会不是来受侍奉，乃是来教会要侍奉神。怎么样侍奉神呢？是侍奉在你旁边的弟兄姐妹，让他能够更好的得到神的造就。
Brothers and sisters, as you sit here this morning, God's plan is that you are part of that service to the common good, the people that are sitting next to you. You're not here to be served by God.
所以你会发现一个问题，很多时候我们一开始的时候，教会是什么呢？我们来到教会，我们都有一个态度，以为我们来教会，我要受人的服侍。不是的，你来教会是服侍人，不是受神，不是受人的服侍。
Our human nature is that we come to church and sit down expecting that we be served, but that is not the case. You are here to serve others.
你看发现神的计划是要每一个人都服侍弟兄姐妹，通过服侍弟兄姐妹来服侍神。
And that's the plan. Every one of us are here to serve our brothers and sisters, and through that service to our brothers and sisters, do we serve God.
所以在这边你看到他说要让每一个人呢都能够各尽其职，12节要成全圣徒，牧师是要成全圣，装备圣徒，使到每一个人都能够各尽其职，每一个人做应该自己做的工作，自己的侍奉，然后建立基督的圣体。
We look at verse 12 again. It says that the shepherds are to equip the saints of the work of the ministry for the work of the ministry for the building up of the body of Christ.
所以你看到这个建立是什么意思呢？其实有一节圣经我特别要提醒你。因为这节圣经就是我们教会的名称 的来源。
What does building up mean? I want to point you to a particular verse that also tells you the origins of the name of our church.
这个就是在使徒行传20章32节里面，保罗要离开这个以弗所的时候，他说：“我把你们交托给神和他恩惠的道，恩道堂就是恩惠的道，恩惠的道。因为这道呢，神的话语呢，能建立你们。”
As Paul was leaving the Ephesian church in Acts 20:32, he says to them, "And now I commend you to God, to the word of his grace." And that's where Grace Bible Fellowship comes from. Because this word of grace is able to build you up and to give you the inheritance among all who are sanctified.
所以这边我们看到我们要建立是说神的话能够使到我们强壮起来，使到我们能够在神的话语里面能在属灵上面更加的稳健康。
This word of God is able to build us up, and it is able to strengthen us, it is able to mature us.
所以你看到吗？这个是神的计划，神对教会的计划是什么呢？第一，他赐给我们有什么？有使徒、先知、传福音的牧师跟教师。
So here's the plan. First, God gives us the resources, these apostles, prophets, evangelists, and shepherds.
所以你看到他给我们这些资源，他给我们这些人，目的是什么呢？要这些人呢去装备每一个信徒，为要成全圣徒，成全装备。
What are they for? He's given these resources, these men, these people.To equip the saints of the work of the, for the work of the ministry.
所以我们看到神给我们的资源，我们看到神给我们的策略。
And so we've seen both the resources that God has given us as well as the strategy.
然后呢，他说，你看第十三节，他说，只等到众人在真道上同归于一。
And then we see verse 13, where he says, until we attain to the unity of the faith.
Until 只等到什么呢？这个就是指他的这个目的。
This until is.The objective.
所以在这边我们看到他说 until 就是为要什么呢？只等到众人在真道上同归于一，认识基督的儿子。
Until what? Until we attain to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God.
所以这边就给我们看到他的目的是什么呢？教会的目的是要使到我们在真道上同归于一。
What then is the objective of the church? The objective of the church is for us to be united in our faith.
你会注意到，真道，我们所信仰是有内容的。
Do you see that there is, it is that, the faith, the content that's in the faith?
我们的信仰是有 content, 有内容的，到底我们信些什么东西？
That means the faith, the content of the faith is important. What exactly is our faith?
第十三节呢，其实有三个 preposition, 有三个介词，意思说这边给我们看到有三个目的。那个三个目的呢，第一个是在信仰上面，第二个呢是在得以长大成人。你看到刚刚 do 什么呢？这个 until we attain to the unity of faith, 或者 to the mature manhood, and then to the measure. 意思说，第一，他讲到说在真道上 成长，第二呢，在真道上同归于一，第二是长大成人，第三是满有基督的身量。
We see in verse 13 that there are three prepositions, and you will see that the first preposition is to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God.The second preposition is to mature manhood, and the third is to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. And that gives us a sense that there are three, it's a threefold objective for the church.
所以你发现到教会应该做什么呢？教会第一呢，要在信仰上必须要合一。
And if we distill that down, the church needs to have unity in their faith.
第二呢，教会要在这个行为上面呢，要做完全人，要 be perfect.
The church needs on a behavioral level to be perfect and holy.
因为他这边讲到说，他说要什么呢？他说要得以长大成人。
Why? Because he says here to mature manhood.
我可以给你看长大成人是什么意思。然后最后呢，他不但给我们这个知识，不但是给我们行为，而且还给我们一个榜样。那个榜样就是耶稣基督。
So I'll tell you later on what exactly this mature manhood means. But we see that it is not just knowledge and behavior that we've given us, but he's given us an example. This example is Christ, and to be Christ-like.
所以基督，我们教会要做什么？
What does the church have to do?
教会我们必须要不断的教导，不断的教导，使到我们在信仰上能够认识更清楚我们信的是什么。
The job of the church is to continually teach God's word until we are crystal clear as to what we believe.
所以使得我们能够统一，我们能够合一，在信仰上面信的是什么？
That we can to a point all believe in a single unified faith.
所以弟兄姐妹，神学很重要。
So brothers and sisters, theology is so important.
你信什么？那个信仰的内容很重要。
What do you believe? The content of your faith is so important.
那个教义，那个 doctrine 很重要。
The doctrines that you learn are important.
所以我们要知道我们信什么，有关神，有关基督，有关圣灵。
So that we know what we believe with regards to God, with regards to the Holy Spirit.
还有人，还有罪，还有教会等等。
Our belief in what the anthropology of man and sin and everything else.
所以你看到这些是我们到底信什么？所以我们教会呢很注重神学。
So it's everything that we believe, and that's why this church is so focused on theology.
很多时候我们说啊，我们是平信徒，我们不讲神学。
Some people might say, oh, we're just lay believers, we don't talk about theology.
但是你要知道，每一个信徒不要讲什么一个，每一个人都是一个神学家。
But everyone is a theologian.
啊，为什么呢？你对神的观念就是你的神学。
Why? Because whatever concept you have of God is your theology.
就算你说我说没有神，那个就是你的神学。
Even if you say no, there is no God, that is your theology.
你说我的神是这样，那个就是你的神学。
You might say, no, my God is this way, that's your theology.
大家有听过我常常说这个陶铸这么说。 如果你的神不是圣经中的神，如果你敬拜的神不是圣经中的神，你在敬拜一个偶像。
You have heard me say many times, and I'm quoting A.W. Tozer, and he says that if the God that you believe in is not the God of the Bible, then you are in idolatry.
所以意思呢，你心目中想到神在做什么？你心目中对神的特性，神应该是这样的。你的应该是你心中所制造出来的偶像。 Human heart is the manufacturer of God, of false God.
Whatever you think or whatever is your figment of God in your mind that is not consistent with the word of God, that is your God.
所以你会发现，这个加尔文 John Calvin 是这样讲的，我们人的心就是制造偶像的工厂。
And that's why John Calvin says that the human heart is the factory of idols.
所以你会发现到。 你想说我的神是这样，但是如果你没有圣经的根据，你的那个想法就是违背，就是离开圣经，就是你自己想出来的，根本不是从圣经来的。You
can have any sort of idea or concept of God, but if it is not the concept of God that is given to us in Scripture, then it is your own figment of your imagination.
所以我们在这边常常讲，圣经讲到神，神是自我启示的神，神怎么样自我启示？你要知道圣经的神才是，这个就是神学。
We always say that the God is the God of the Bible. It is the God that was not created. That is the God that we see here.
所以我们在星期五我们的祷告会里面就开始了一系列的这个神学的这个讨论。
And so we've started on a series of theology at our prayer meetings.
我们在星期五有这个系统神学的教导。
And on Friday nights we have a systematic theology.
大家都知道，我从美国刚刚回来，上个礼拜刚回来的时候就带了一本系统神学的书啊，我们很高兴有这本系统神学的书。
You would know that I've just come back from the U.S. and I brought with me systematic theology book.
啊，当然这一本就是以前我们在神学院所念的，现在出了整本书，就是 John MacArthur 他的跟神学院所写的系统神学，我们所信仰、所相信的就在这本书里面。 教导，所以我们在星期五晚上呢，在这边一章一章的跟大家讲论我们所信的内容是什么。And
this book is a book that has compiled together the content of our faith. It is written by John MacArthur, and this is the book that we're using in our study of systematic theology on Fridays.
其实我很非常敬佩这个加尔文 John Calvin.
I have great respect for John Calvin.
因为 John Calvin 写了一本书叫做 Institute of Christian Religion. 他这本书呢是把整个他对基督教信仰的认识写出来。
And Calvin had written a book called The Institutes of the Christian Faith, and it is an entire tome of all he believes in one.
这本书呢，就是他在19岁已经开始写了这本书。那么当然经过很多年的不断的更改。 他这本先就是他所认识的神是怎么样的神，他所认识的基督是怎么样的基督，他所认识的圣灵是怎么样的基督，他就一篇一篇的写下来。This
book he started writing in at age 19, and over many many long years he wrote down every single thing about what he believed in his theology.
他在查考圣经的时候，他查到圣经，圣经神是无所不知的，他就写神是无所不知的。
And he would write down every aspect of God that he learned from the Bible. So if the Bible says that God is omniscient, then he would write in that book that God is omniscient.
他读到圣经里面讲到圣经是神所无所不能的，他就写 God is all powerful.
And if he discovers from the Bible that God is omnipotent, all powerful, then he would write in that book that God is
omnipotent. So
And everything he found out about God, he recorded down and he wrote in his book. And I pray that as we come to the end of our lives, that we are able to do the same, that we would have a book of all that we believe in order to pass down to our children.
So how
would you be able to pass down this faith if you had not expressed it or articulated
it? 那么今天呢，我们所信仰、所相信的，至少我们教会所信的，在这本书呢，就已经充分的写下来了。所以我要求大家能够星期五晚上跟我们一起查考，然后一起祷告。
A very comprehensive collection of what we believe in this church, at least, has now been compiled in this book, and so I invite you on Fridays to join us.
所以信仰的内容很重要，你到底信什么？
The content of our faith is so important. What is it that you believe?
就回去陶叔所讲，如果你对神的观念有错误的观念，是你以为我说我的神应该是这样，不是那样，而这样不是圣经的，你已经在制造出一个假象。
And so we come back to what Tozer said, that if you believe in a God that is inconsistent with the God of the Bible, you have created an idol.
所以呢，我们的神学要准确，而且必须要是根据圣经。
Our theology needs to be accurate, our theology needs to be consistent with God's word.
所以我们必须要对信仰有充分的把握。
And so we must have a great confidence in our faith.
所以我们在这边讲到十三节，这两座，只等到我们在众人在真道上同归于一，这个是就是我们信仰信徒都认识到信仰是这个内容。
It says in verse 8:13 that until we attain to the unity of the faith, and we all need to be so clear about what we believe that we can agree on this, the content of this faith.
如果我们在真道上掌握的好，我们的内容掌握的好的话，我们就不会像第十四节这样，不会做小孩子众人的诡计，欺骗的法术，被一切异教之风摇动，飘来飘去，随从各样的异端。
And if we're so clear about what we believe, then we would be, as in verse 14 it says, that we would no longer be children, tossed to and fro by the waves, and carried about by every wind of doctrine, by human cunning and craftiness.
所以我们信仰的内容，到底你信什么，你知道吗？
That content of your faith, do you know what that is?
你知道你所信，你到底信什么？
What exactly do you believe in?
所以这边保罗说， 我们神给我们这个这些使徒这些资源，然后给我们装备信徒，使到他们在真道上能够站稳，不会飘动。And
so Paul is saying that the Lord has given us all these resources for the building up of the body, so that we might be firm in our faith.
所以你再回去看第十三节，他说在真道上同归于认识神的儿子。We
continue in verse 13 where he says, we all attain to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God.
特别在神的计划里面，神的神学里面，特别 Christology 就是神基督论非常重要。特别是神耶稣基督，你到底对他认识多少？In
the content of that faith, so important is the knowledge of the Son of God or your Christology.
所以你会发现很多人说，哎呀，我知道道成肉身，God became flesh.
And many people would say, yeah, I understand God became flesh.
你真的认识，你真的明白神道成肉身是什么意思吗？
Do you truly understand what that means, God became flesh?
很多人说我知道什么叫做道成肉身。
A lot of people might say, yes, I know.
我说我是的，我信道成肉身，但是真正我对道成肉身完全不明白。
Well, let me tell you, I believe God became flesh, but I don't understand it at all.
这个是最大的奥秘。
That is the biggest mystery.
神怎么会成为人呢？
How did God become man?
你要知道神是完全的，人是神是无限的，人是有限的。
Why is it so unbelievable? Because God, who is completely unlimited, became man who is completely limited.
这样耶稣是完全是无限还是有限?
So is Jesus limited or unlimited?
我们当然相信耶稣是完全无限也是有限，因为他完全是神，也是完全是人， 100%的神， 100%的人， 但是同样在同一个人身上， 这个就是奥秘。
We believe that Jesus was both man, fully man and fully God. He was fully unlimited and fully limited. And we don't understand that, and that is the biggest mystery.
所以在这边我们就告诉你一件事情，就是我们必须求主给我们有开我们的眼睛，让我们明白神的奥秘。
And so we pray that the Lord opens our eyes that we can see that we can understand that mystery.
所以保罗在这个以弗所啊，在以腓立比书上面说，他说他把万事当作有损，为要得着耶稣为认识耶稣基督为至宝。
And Paul tells us that I count everything as lost because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord.
所以教会在一起做什么？
So what does the church come together to do?
神的意思是我们要必须要在信仰上面扎根扎得好。
God's plan is that we come together and we build our faith on the word of God and our roots go deep.
所以我们要大家很清楚，我们的神学，我们的教义都要很清楚，很明白，我们信什么，我们就不会被异教之风吹来吹去。
So we need to be so crystal clear about what we believe that we might not be tossed about by the waves of every doctrine.
所以教会的目标是要在信仰上合一。
And so the objective of the church is unity of the faith.
第二呢，必须要有做完全人。
Number two, we need to be a complete person.
刚才我们回去看第十三节，他说，只等到我们在正道上从归于义，认识耶稣基督，得以长大成人。我们讲到有三个介词，三个 preposition。 第二个 preposition 就是在第二个得以长大成人。
We said just now that there were three prepositions in verse 13. And we see the second preposition, let me read verse 13. Until we attain to the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God, that's the first. The second preposition is to mature manhood.
好，你看到这个 mature，是长大成人这个成，它意思说成熟的人， 这个 mature或者是指 perfect的意思。
It also suggests a complete or perfect person.
这个字呢，在希腊文里面，在主耶稣用到说， 他祷告说，所以你们要完全，因为我的天父是完全。In
the Greek, Jesus says in Matthew 5:48, you therefore must be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect.
同一个字用在我们的经文上面。It
is the same word that we are seeing today.
生命记18章13节也是说，你们要在耶稣，在你们要在我们耶和华神面前做完全人。同一个字。
Again, in Deuteronomy 18:13, it says, you shall be blameless before the Lord your God. The same word used here.
这个是希腊文的翻译，希伯来文的圣经用同一个字，就是七十四译本，Fusion翻译是同一个字。
The Greek and the Hebrew are both translated into the same word.
那么另外呢，创世纪提到挪亚是一个完全人，同一个字。
In Genesis, it talks about Noah being a blameless man. Same word here.
难道我们真的要做完全人？我们可以做完全人吗？
Is the expectation that we be completely perfect and blameless?
当然我们知道我们要尽量学习，好像天父完全，我们要学习去做，当然不代表说我们成为一个完全无罪的人。
Of course, we understand that it is the aspiration of the Christian to be holy. It is not expecting us to be perfect.
那我们看了一个例子，就是保这个大卫为他所罗门祷告的时候，在历代志上面他提到，他说他为保所罗门祷告的时候，他说你当认识耶和华你的你父的神，诚心就是这个字，诚心乐意的侍奉他。
David in his prayer for Solomon in 1 Chronicles says, and you, Solomon, my son, know the God of your father and serve him with a whole heart.
所以意思说，你要诚心诚意的去做这件事情，神知道。
It means that with all your effort, with all your heart, go and do this.
当然我们知道保罗啊，这扫罗门没有诚心诚意，所以呢，在列王记11章11节说，所罗门年老的时候，他的嫔妃诱惑他的心去随从别人，他没有效法他父亲。 诚诚实实用同一个字来侍奉，所以这个字的意思告诉我们，所谓做完全人，就是在神面前诚诚实实的做神所要你做的事情。
We know that that wasn't the case because in 1 Kings 11:4 it tells us when Solomon was old, his wives turned away his heart, turned his heart away after other gods, his heart was not wholly true. Again, the same word, not wholly true to the Lord his God.
所以这边我们看见什么呢？原来神的旨意在教会呢，要做，要做什么呢？第一，要在信仰统一，要做完全人。So
we see the objectives of church is for us to be established in our theology and to have to be complete.
所以弟兄姐妹在一起彼此的鼓励，要我们在我们的行为上面做一个完全人，好像天父完全一样。
So amongst brothers and sisters, we must encourage one another to live lives that are blameless.
所以我们看到，第一，我们要做信仰上面合一；信仰上面合一。第二呢，在行为上面做完全人。第三个呢，就是神给我们的计划，就是我们要像耶稣基督。
And so we see the resources, the strategy, or the objectives being we need to be established in the Word of God and be united in our faith. To know the Son of God, to be blameless, and finally to be like Christ.
那么最后一个呢，就是讲到它的结果或者的果效。The
final point is the result of it all.
什么呢？它的果效是什么呢？意思是你看第十四节，使我们不再做小孩子，中了这些诡计，还有这个被异教之风吹来吹去。And
that result is given to us in verse 14, where it says that we may no longer be children tossed to and fro by the waves and carried about by every wind of doctrine. By human cunning, by craftiness in deceitful schemes.
所以你看到吗？我们在信仰上面同，然后呢，要连，要用爱心说诚实话。第十五节，那么凡事连于元首。
It says in verse 15 to speak the truth in love, and we are to grow up in every way into Christ.
所以我们每一个人都要连于元首，耶稣基督就是教会的头。
It says that we are to, as the whole body, joined. Be joined together with Christ as our head.
然后信徒在一起就成为耶稣基督的身体。And
as the believers come together and gather, that becomes the body of Christ.
然后呢，我们每一个人，整个教会就看起来像耶稣基督的样式。And
together, the whole church is put together to resemble Jesus Christ.
所以这个就是神对教会的计划。
That is God's plan for the church.
神给教会有这个牧师、教师传福音的，然后把人带进教会，然后呢改变他们，使到他们连于元首，然后彼此服侍，然后整个教会满有基督的身量。And
so that's the plan for the church. God has given us these resources, these teachers, and these pastors. And as the people come to church and come to know the Lord, the church builds them up that they would be equipped to do God's work, and they as they come together, they become a body joined together with Christ as its head.
所以我们问，我们来教会做什么？
So we ask the question, what are we here for?
我们一定要很清楚地知道一件事情，教会是属于神的。
First of all, we need to be absolutely clear that the church is God's church.
基督是教会的头。
Christ is the head of the church.
基督的神给教会的计划是什么呢？他给有牧师、教师、有传福音的、有这个使徒跟先知。目的呢是什么呢？要他们能够在信仰上面扎根扎得好。The
Lord's plan for the church is that the resources are given to us, these teachers and shepherds. The point is to establish us on the faith.
所以他的策略呢，是要牧师、教师去装备信徒，让每一个信徒都动员起来。那个就是他的策略。The
strategy is that every saint is equipped so that they can go out and do the work.
那么他的目的是什么呢？他的目的呢，就是要使到我们能够这个在这个信仰上面合一，在这个行为上面做完全人，然后在每一个在一起呢，就成为基督的样式。
The objective is threefold. One, to attain to the unity of the faith. Two, to be complete, mature people. And three, to become more Christ-like.
所以你会看到第十六节，十六节全身都靠他联络的合适，百戒各按各职，照做个体的功用，彼此相助，叫神的基督的身体渐渐成长，就在爱中建立自己。
And then in verse 16 it tells us that from whom the whole body joined together and held together by every joint with which it is equipped, when each part is working properly, makes the body grow so that it builds itself up in love.
So 我问大家，你来教会做什么？
And so again I ask you, what do you come to church for?
你知道神对教会的计划是什么？
Do you know what God's plan is for the church?
神要我们在信仰上面站立得稳。
God wants us to be firm in our faith.
神要我们每一个人都成为做一个完全人。
God wants us to be mature as Christians.
神要我们每一个人成为一个耶稣基督的样式。
And God wants each believer to become a reflection of Christ.
请问，这个是不是你来教会的目的？
Is this the reason you are here today?
今天我们必须要来完成主的旨意，我们在教会里面就是要做这件事情。
As we gather, we must fulfill these objectives as a church.
我们要很清楚我们来教会的目的，然后很刻意的去完成这些神的目的。
We must be very clear what these objectives are, and we must go out and try to achieve these objectives.
这个就是神在教会的目的，也就是我们建立教会的方向。
It is God's objectives for the church, and it is the direction in which we build the church.
让我们做一个同心的祷告。
Let us close in prayer.